Okay, I promised you on Wednesday night that this would be a short sermonette. And in the season of Advent, you can just wait and see if it is or not. Do you know what you want this Advent? We start making a list in Advent. Even if you're not a list maker, at this time of year, we make lists, don't we? What do you want for Christmas? What do others want for Christmas? Who do I need to buy for? What do I need to get for the Thanksgiving dinner? We make lists. We've got lists. We're checking them. We're checking them twice. But what do we really want for Christmas? We expect a Messiah. That's what John the Baptist wanted. He wanted a Messiah. I always think this is a strange scripture for this time of year. The Isaiah scripture, which is then quoted again in Matthew. We heard from John the Baptist last week. He told us of the coming. Shouldn't we move on to Mary and Joseph this week? But instead, here we are with John in prison, and things are not as he thought they should be. So John sends words to Jesus through his disciples. Are you the one that we've been looking for? Are you it? Or should we be waiting for someone else? Jesus was not what John had been waiting for. The Messiah was supposed to come and make everything right, and here is John sitting in prison. Not what he'd been hoping for. You know, despite the fact that there's supposed to be a lot of enjoyment and excitement during this time of the year, doctors and counselors and pastors will tell you that there's a lot of sadness and depression during this time of year. It seems the story of John the Baptist isn't too terribly far from what many are feeling during this time of year. God, is this really what you had in mind? God, there's hunger in this world. There's homelessness. There's violence. There's illness. Natural disasters all around. Where is that peace on earth and goodwill among all? God, is this really what you had in mind? I'm guessing the answer John received wasn't exactly what he wanted to hear. I'm guessing that he wanted to hear, "Yes, I am, and I have a plan." Or maybe he expected to hear, "No, I'm not. Just wait a little bit. The Messiah is to come, and he will be bigger and better and stronger than me." But John didn't hear either one of those. He heard, "The blind will see. The lame will walk. The ill will be made well. The deaf will hear. The dead will be raised. And the poor will have good news. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." That probably didn't bring a lot of comfort to John. But there he is. This guy who is kind of a big deal. People have followed him into the wilderness and listened to him. He has a strong faith, and suddenly now he's in need. Just like the blind, just like the deaf, just like the poor, John is the weak. John has found himself in need. We all at some point in time find ourselves in need, don't we? We try to hide our insecurities and our weaknesses behind our jobs and behind our families and behind our big houses and our big Christmas trees with lots of lights sparkling on our house. But down deep, maybe for some not so down deep, we need Jesus. God drew near us in the flesh and in the blood of that little child to take on a life just like ours. So we can know that God is with us then, now, and forever. So at times when we find ourselves disappointed with ourselves, or when we find ourselves disappointed with this world, even at times when we find ourselves disappointed with God, we can find ourselves whispering those words, O come, Emmanuel. At that moment, we can know whatever our misgivings, whatever our disappointments, that God is not disappointed in us. That God sent Jesus anyway, eager to join us in our weakness, to hold on to us in our insecurities, and to comfort us in our fears. Jesus comes not for the strong and the proud, but for the weak and the vulnerable. God sent Jesus for us. And so during this Advent time, we need to not be afraid to need Jesus. Amen and amen.